When lawmakers voted to phase out Wisconsin's gas tax index, they chipped away at the state's biggest single source of funding for road projects. The gas tax will likely bring in more than $1 billion in revenue during the next budget year alone. After that, there's no guarantee it will continue to grow, let alone keep pace with transportation demands. Lawmakers set up a special panel to study the issue. Assemblyman Dean Coffert is one of the members. The Neenah Republican says the committee can basically rule out the idea of lawmakers raising any taxes on their own.
Everyone runs for the hills when that word comes up on raising fees or taxes. I think we got to focus on the expenditure side.
To Coffert, that means reevaluating how much the state pays private consultants and looking in detail at the cost of miles of sound barriers on suburban highways. GOP Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend thinks the Department of Transportation should do a better job of justifying new road projects.
You know, there's sometimes you see roads being built and you say, man, it's about time we build that road. Other times you see roads being built or a four-lane going in and you wonder, what in the world were they doing there?
There are still those who think cutting the transportation budget would be a dire mistake. Lawmakers could decide to borrow more instead. The problem is that gets expensive in the long run. It's already costing more to pay off road debt now than it did at almost any other time in the past decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.